On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
22 people, including children, have been killed in a suicide bombing at Ariana Grande's concert in Manchester. At least 59 other people have been injured. Theresa May has described it as one of Britain's worst ever terror attacks.
All acts of terrorism are cowardly attacks on innocent people. But this attack stands out for its appalling, sickening cowardice. Deliberately targeting innocent, defenceless children and young people who should have been enjoying one of the most memorable nights of their lives.
Well, Joe's been taking a look at how the events unfolded last night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Well, that was the moment a bomb went off outside the Manchester Arena last night. It happened as 20,000 fans started leaving an Ariana Grande concert. Jenny Brewster was at the venue with her young daughter.
A gentleman said, "Run!" We walked quickly downstairs, and that's when people were flooding through the concert doors.
22 people, including children, were killed and dozens have been injured. This teenager spent the night looking for her mum after getting separated following the blast.
We just heard a really big explosion, and then like smoke started coming out, and then we went back because someone was said we need to go back. And then when we come back, then everyone's starting to panic.
The mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, says the city is now grieving.
These were children, young people and their families that those responsible chose to terrorise and kill. This was an evil act.
Well, friends and relatives are continuing to try and find loved ones who haven't been in touch since the blast. Messages and photos are being posted on social media. Hundreds of officers are working on the case and want anyone who was at the concert to send them photos and video of what happened.
Earlier, police arrested a 23-year-old man from the city in connection with the attack. In the past half hour, Islamic State has claimed responsibility for it. Ian Hopkins is from Greater Manchester Police.
The attacker, I can confirm, died at the arena. We believe the attacker was carrying an improvised explosive device, which he detonated, causing this atrocity.
Well, as you'd imagine, reaction has been coming in from around the world today. Leaders and celebrities have been paying tribute to those caught up in the attack. Nicola's been taking a look at some of those messages.
Well, in the past hour, the Queen has issued a statement describing the attack as an act of barbarity. Her Majesty has expressed her sympathy to all those affected and thanked the emergency services. World leaders have also been reacting to the atrocity. This is what President Trump had to say earlier.
"I won't call them monsters, because they would like that term. I will call them, from now on, losers, because that's what they are, they're losers."
Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned the blast as a cynical, inhumane crime, while French President Emmanuel Macron says the country is at Britain's side in mourning. Music stars and friends of Ariana Grande have also been posting tributes on social media. Nicki Minaj says her heart hurts for her sister Ariana and every family affected, while Taylor Swift wrote thoughts, prayers and tears for all those affected by the tragedy. In America, James Corden paid tribute on his Late Late Show on the CBS Network.
"When I think of Manchester, the place that I know, I think of the spirit of the people there. And I'm telling you, a more tight-knit group of people you will be hard-pressed to find. Strong, proud, caring people with community at its core."
Here in Kent, flags are flying at half-mast at several council offices and at fire stations. Kent Police say their sympathies are with those affected, while adding there's no current information to suggest there is a direct threat to Kent. We're also hearing a vigil is due to take place in Chatham at 7 tonight to show Medway's love, support and solidarity with Manchester.
And just to recap our main story today, 22 people, including several children, have been killed and dozens more injured in an explosion at Ariana Grande's gig in Manchester. One man has been arrested and Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after a 50-mile police chase through Kent this morning. He was stopped on the A20 in West Kingsdown after making off from officers in Westgate-on-Sea at around 6 a.m. And an investigation is underway following a fire at an old shipyard in Rochester. Crews were called to a derelict office building in Gas House Road at just before 5 this morning. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.